How much to spend on Medicaid has been controversial throughout the session. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on why that issue is back in front of lawmakers.
Governor Bill Walker's administration asked for $92 million to cover Medicaid costs that weren't budgeted for this year. The legislature funded $45 million of that earlier this session, but they haven't budgeted for the rest, and payments for Medicaid claims will stop in mid-May if the legislature doesn't act. Shonda O'Brien is the Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Health and Social Services.
If the supplemental is not passed, if we don't get the additional funding for the supplemental for the current year, that payments will have to be pushed into the next fiscal year, which then creates an even greater shortfall for us in the next fiscal year.
And the Senate has already proposed cutting $70 million from next year's Medicaid budget. O'Brien says if the legislature doesn't budget the supplemental money, it could cause funding problems for healthcare providers, ranging from smaller hospitals to providers in areas like opioid addiction treatment.
Then we have to delay payment to providers until the next fiscal year, which has a direct impact on the ability for them to serve people. Some of those providers might have to close their doors and go out of business.
Senator Anna McKinnon says the department must take steps to reduce costs.
The department needs to figure out that we have a budget crisis going on, and they need to get their house in order.
But department officials note the costs are driven by mandates the legislature has given them. So Medicaid spending is one of many moving pieces that lawmakers will discuss in the session's closing days or weeks. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.